Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu ma yaquluhu inda nawmihi wa istiqadhihi. The chapter on the dua that should be made when going to sleep and the dua when waking up. The beauty of Islam is such that on various occasions we are taught different du'as. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi now brings the chapters to do with specific du'as that are to be read at specific occasions. So here we're studying of du'as to be made when going to sleep and du'as when waking up. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that a person is not ghafil of Allah Ta'ala during the day. During the day as he's going all the time he's remembering Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to such an extent that now before he's sleeping also he's remembering Allah. There's du'as to be made before going to sleep. There's du'as to be made when awakening. So here we'll see what beautiful du'as they are when a person is going to sleep. So for a believer, the time of sleep also is not a time of ghaflat. One non-Muslim was telling me, he says, the way I sleep is I'm normally sitting in front of the television on my couch and watching till late, I just fall off to sleep like that. That is not the life of a Muslim. He's not reading some news site or something and then he goes off, just dozes off to sleep. He's not ghafil, he's not unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, to such an extent, the Sufiya Ikram, they encourage a person also to make muraqabah imot. Muraqabah imot means a person concentrates and he thinks about all the different stages from the time of death and going day after. What's going to happen to me the day my eyes close? My body will be carried, I'll be taken to the ghusl khana. From there I'll be taken, janazah will be performed. From there I'll be taken, I'll be lowered in the khabar. What is going to happen to me in the khabar? There's no lighting there, there's no aircon there, there's no heaters there. What is going to happen to me when I'm in the dark place of worms, when I'm in that pit? He starts making muraqabah of all these things to take him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the ulama encourage us also that the person takes hisab of himself. And what did I do for the day? And for every ability he had in the day to do good, he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And any guna that he made, anything that he did wrong for the day, he makes tawbah for the day. Allah, I'll never go back to that sin. It was a mistake on my part. I shouldn't have spoken to this person like that. I shouldn't have done that action. I was rude to a beggar today. I won't do that again. The person thinks of everything that happened during the day, important things, and then he either makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala, or he makes tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, and then he makes niyat to correct what he has done. Ulama explained, when a person goes to sleep like this, with remembering Allah Ta'ala, with making shukr to Allah Ta'ala for the ni'mat that he has got, and making tawbah for the gunas that he has made, Allah will give this person tawfiq of waking up early and waking up fresh and energetic. Why? Because the day before he went to sleep in this condition, Allah gives him that special energy from his side. The person feels energetic when he wakes up the next day. This is the beauty of Islam and Deen. All the time we are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person just eyes open and now he's taught that these are the du'as I read when I'm waking up. عن حذيفة وأبي ذر رضي الله عنهما قالا كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أوى إلى فراشه قال باسمك اللهم أحيا وأموت وإذا استيقظ قال الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور رواه البخاري. حذيفة حذيفة and حذيفة أبو ذر رضي الله عنه narrates that when رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم retired to his bed, in other words when he went to sleep, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua, Bismika Allahumma ahya wa amutu. Sometimes we read Allahumma Bismika amutu wa ahya. So different ahadith have different wording. In the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, these are the wordings that come. Bismika Allahumma ahya wa amutu. Very similar in meaning, O Allah, in your name do I die and in your name do I live. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up, he said this dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. All praise be to Allah Ta'ala who has gave us life after giving us death, and to him is the ultimate rising. Ultimate rising on the day of Qiyamah, we all will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first dua when a person is going to sleep, that, O Allah, in your name do I die, in your name do I live. Ulama explain that we can rephrase this. That, O Allah, with the dhikr of your name do I live, and with the dhikr of your name do I die. In other words, I'm going to sleep. Sleep is the sister of death. So So Allah, with your zikr, I'm taking and I'm living. With your zikr, I'm going to sleep. And with your zikr, inshallah, one day I'm going to die. Taking your name, I will die. So this is what the person is saying. He's reminding himself of maut at the time of going to sleep. You find that sleep is the sister of death. Allah Ta'ala had made it such that when a person sleeps, then he is completely unmindful of what is happening around him. His movements also generally stop in terms of person that is awake. He's walking, he's talking, his hand actions are moving, or a person is sometimes running, a person is active, and the person is sleeping, he's resembling a dead person. The soul also comes out of the body. Ulama explain that the soul moves around, and sometimes the soul experiences things from different realms. Sometimes a person has a sleep, a person's soul goes around, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that this person is able to see different things. But when his soul returns to his body, then now a person wakes up. But a day will come when a person's soul won't return to his body. Allah Ta'ala will make it such that the soul will now be taken away. So a time is coming, he's reminding himself. Therefore the dua when we are awakening, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana, all praises to Allah Ta'ala who has given us life. Wa amat ba'dama amatana, after causing us to die. So sleep is sister of death. Wa ilayhi nushur, and we're reminding ourselves that the day will come, Allah has given us. That's why we're thanking Him by saying Alhamdulillah. Allah is giving us another day, He's giving us another opportunity to prepare for akhirat. That's why we're saying Alhamdulillah by starting off this dua. But we're also reminding ourselves that the day is going to come when the soul will leave the body, and it's not going to be returned, but the day will come when we will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So together with thanking Allah ta'ala for this opportunity that He has given us, we're reminding ourselves that the day is going to come when this ruh and the soul won't be returned to the body. Now we will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Look at the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So simple, but so deep in meaning. So much to think about, so much to ponder, so much to direct a person. If a person is waking up pondering over a dua like this, that Allah has given me this day to prepare for akhirat. Allah has given me another opportunity. Allah has given me another occasion to make tawbah. Allah has given me another occasion to set my life straight. And a person is waking up thinking like this, then his whole day will go well, because he's already started off the day in the correct path. But if a person just wakes up ghafil, he just eyes open, and he wants to know what's on the news, or he's worried about his breakfast, he's not worried about salah, he's not worried about ibadah, not worried about correcting his life, then how will a person ever make a change to his life? Therefore these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama tell us, is that we must read it and read it by concentrating on the meaning. They're not difficult, they're very easy. Allahumma bismika amutu ahya. That, O Allah, in your name, with your name, Ya Allah, I'm dying, and with your name I wake up. In other words, I live by taking your zikr, O Allah, and I live. One day I leave this world by taking your name. Person is rising up, he's thanking Allah Ta'ala for giving him life after causing death. Wa ilayhi nushur, and he's reminding himself that I will have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala one day. That day when this life is going to leave that body, is not going to come back. So therefore don't be foolish and don't waste this day. Isn't such a thing of a believer just wasting his time and whiling his time and looking for avenues to kill time? Hear this expression. Let's see how we can kill some time. There's no killing time for a Muslim. A Muslim is taking his time, he's making it valuable. So on the day of Qiyamah, this day will be something that he will be happy, it won't be something that he will regret. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.